Another Supreme Court decision today involves the Endangered Species Act. The court sided with the Bush administration in a fight over whether a key section of that law applies at the state level. Environmentalists say the ruling will mean more extinctions in one of the fastest-growing parts of the country, the Southwest. Joining us is NPR's John Nielsen. Welcome, John.
Hi, Robert.
And tell us more, first of all, about the part of the act that's at the center of this fight.
Well, endangered species wonks know it as Section 7. And what everybody agrees on is that it applies to every federal agency that issues permits that might affect endangered species. Things like strip mines, shopping centers, dredging projects, telecommunications towers, things like that. What Section 7 says is that those federal agencies cannot issue those permits unless they first consult with endangered species experts at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Federal agencies. But the case that was before the court that was decided today dealt with state regulators.
Yes, and that's where it gets tricky. In particular, it involves the state of Arizona, but it also involves the Environmental Protection Agency, which used to be the federal agency that granted key water use permits in that state. The Federal Clean Water Act allows the EPA to turn this permitting power over to states. And 5 years ago, they said that that is what they wanted to do for the state of Arizona. Environmentalists disagreed with that decision, and a long, complicated court fight started. And in the end, the central fight involved was whether state regulators would have to consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service before issuing the water permits. And the court said, no, they didn't.
And whether that obligation came along with the authority from federal
right,
EPA.
Right, whether what happened at the federal level had to happen at the state level, too.
Well, what, if any, are the wider implications of this decision today?
Well, the most immediate of the wider implications is in Alaska. The EPA says it wants to grant those same permitting powers to Alaska that it has just granted to Arizona, and there's likely to be another fight over that.
And if this ruling applies, then the state agency in Alaska would not have to consult
with correct.
Federal officials about endangered species.
And for that reason, in Alaska, as is now the case in Arizona, it is conceivably easier to issue a water permit that might affect an endangered species without consulting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service first, which could make it easier to build more shopping centers and to grow the urban parts of that state even faster than they're already growing.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's John Nielsen.